The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has given New Yorkers a 30-day comment period on its revised proposed regulations on high-volume hydraulic fracturing. New Yorkers are organizing and commenting, but many have concerns about what they are reviewing and what's missing from the regulations. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
New Yorkers have just over a week to weigh in on the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation's revised proposed regulations on high-volume hydraulic fracturing for gas. The deadline for comments is January the 11th. State regulators have been studying fracking for over 4 years, during which time there's been a moratorium on horizontal drilling in the state, frustrating many landowners who lease their land and gas companies keen to drill for the gas to be found in the Marcellus Shale, a geological formation which runs along the southern tier of the state. Eric Weltman is a senior organizer for Food and Water Watch and said his group and New Yorkers Against Fracking are generating thousands of comments to send to the Cuomo administration over the regulations.
Urging him not to allow fracking in New York and to ban fracking. And our plan is to deliver these comments en masse up in Albany on Friday, January 11th. So we have basically a week for people to visit the coalition website, nyagainstfracking.org, submit a comment, and those will be delivered along with tens of thousands of other comments from across New York next Friday. Food and Water Watch and New Yorkers Against Fracking maintain that fracking is inherently dangerous and beyond our capacity to safely regulate. The bottom line is there are safer alternatives to natural gas, but there are no alternatives to water. And there's nothing that can be done, nothing that can be done to make fracking safe here in New York. It's just too much of a threat to our water, our air, our food, our climate to allow here in New York.
This Saturday, there will be a communal writing session with Sane Energy Project and United for Action in the Westbeth Community Center in Greenwich Village at 6:30 p.m. For the environmental impact statement, draft regulations, 80,000 New Yorkers responded with comments, and it was considered an unprecedented response at the time. This week, however, the city announced a pilot scheme to run one of the Staten Island ferries on gas, while there are future plans for many city-owned buildings to convert to gas. Eric Weltman says they've noticed the amount of investment going on into natural gas infrastructure.
This would only maintain our reliance on what is an inherently dangerous fuel that not only threatens our water, air, and food, but would contribute to more climate change and hence more devastating storms like we experienced here in New York with Sandy. Fracking is inherently dangerous because of the processes in which it's produced, in which it's transported, and which it's used. Fracking contributes to climate change because of the immense amount of methane emissions. Methane is a much more potent greenhouse gas than even carbon dioxide. So fracking would contribute to more devastating storms like Sandy. The fracking process itself uses thousands and thousands of gallons, millions of gallons of water, chemicals which could poison our drinking water supplies, produces emissions that contribute to smog and to asthma, and there's, of course, the concern of radon in the natural gas itself, which, as our allies in the Sane Energy Project have noted, could threaten the health of millions of New Yorkers who would be using natural gas in their stoves.
While the public gets to weigh in on the draft regulations, absent from review will be the study underway on the health impacts of fracking. Assembly member Linda Rosenthal from New York's Upper West Side wrote to Governor Cuomo and the DEC Commissioner and the Department of Health Commissioner in December, demanding a chance to know what the health review will be studying and how the public will be able to comment.
The fact that there's now a health assessment, which means that the public's outcry was heard in some measure, although I and many activists and other elected officials and community members think that we need a substantially more comprehensive health assessment. I mean, what the Department of Health and the three outside experts who were hired are doing is basically reviewing a review. But part of the problem here is that all of this is being done in an opaque way. We actually don't know exactly what they are reviewing. We don't know what the parameters of the review are. We don't have access to the documents that they will be reviewing. So we're all kind of operating in the dark. I mean, we on the outside know exactly what we need to know. We're just not getting that from the administration. So they're saying, here you have an opportunity to comment. So it appears to be transparent, but in fact, the final regulations, we will not have an opportunity to comment on them. You know, this is not some small project in some corner of New York State. If this goes forward, there will be massive impacts on people's lives, on the air we breathe, on the water we drink, on the future health of this state and the public health of everyone who lives here and works here. And it's not acceptable that this be done in a covert manner. This is far too important to have politics trump good public policy.
None of the commissioners nor the governor have responded yet to her letter. And Rosenthal adds, what's the rush? Why can't we take our time to get it right if it ensures the safety of people? The Coalition Against Fracking also planned to protest outside Governor Cuomo's birthday bash at the Waldorf Astoria next Wednesday and make a showing during his State of the State address in Albany. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.